Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we have with us in the studio, Shelby Stensrud, who is the Fish Room Marketing Manager for Prue's Pets. Welcome to the studio, Shelby.
Well, thank you, guys. It's an honor to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you with us. Well, Shelby, we've been talking today about different great ideas that people can use if they have pets or if they know people with pets. What can they get for Christmas gifts? And that's what we hope to hear from you. So what kind of stuff have you brought with you?
We have a lot of unique ideas at Pruce. We have gifts for the young, gifts for the old, people that are experienced, people that are inexperienced. You know, we've got all sorts of different concepts for people.
What do we got over there? We've got something in a... We got a friend of yours here, don't we?
We do. After 7 years, I finally broke down and bought a kitten from Pruce Pets. This is my cat, Renvar. She's fantastic. She's been nothing but a ball of joy, and, you know, in times of need and in times of joy at my house, so I brought her along just to show and interact with us.
Well, that brings up a pretty important part about Christmas and pet stores and getting animals for Christmas. You know, it's one of those situations where it has to be right. You know, the stars have to align up, and that happens to be the right choice at the right time. You know what I'm saying, Lee?
Oh, I completely do. And frankly, compared to some of the other animals that have been in here, I'm really just fine with that cat. She's terrific in terms of her behavior. So what kind of things would you get for the cat if someone already had one, if they didn't want to get a cat? Are there other cat-related gifts that you can give?
We have a full line of things for cats, toys. We have some very unique gifts. Definitely homemade stuff as far as things that are catnip, things that are...
Yeah, and the one thing I was thinking about is this month we actually have a special program. We have like this huge number of cat toys, right? Like a wall of cat toys. And any cat toy you buy, you get a free can of cat food. So it's... BFF cat food, a can of cat food, and so there's something free as well that just to add a little bit to the stocking.
Fantastic. And I see you've got in front of me on the table, I'm looking, I see a sucker, and I'm trying to see some form of candy. Shelby, tell us a little bit about what that is.
These are something we have brought in that we thought would be very fantastic stocking stuffer ideas, you know, from the college kids to the young kids, and maybe even spoof your grandpa on these guys.
Okay. And exactly,
what do we got there?
What are they?
Help me out.
These are a full line candy that have anything from worms to crickets to butterflies, you know.
Scorpions. You can put scorpions in your candy. There's nothing better than that.
Oh, interesting. I'm not going to taste the scorpion, am I?
Well, yeah, of course you will. But it is kind of packed in a lot of sugar.
Okay,
so you'll notice that they have good flavor to these things, too. So, I mean, just one of those things when you have a stocking and you go to reach your hand in there and you pull out a scorpion candy, that'll give a little bit of a reaction. That's what you want.
Interesting. And I also see sitting in front of me SpongeBob of a variety. Tell me about that, Shelby.
Definitely, we have the whole line for SpongeBob. So for your aquarium, for your even tarantula setup, you know, wherever you want to put him, I've seen him on dashboards even. You know.
Really?
Yeah, and we have actually a lot of smaller fish kits. The betta fish probably makes single-handedly. If you know a fish is an okay idea as part of the overall family event, and you want like the first beginner fish and be successful with it, a betta works out very perfectly. And Shelby, tell them a little bit about what we do there in betta fish land.
We really like to customize to your needs. So we usually have a very full line of bowls. Bowls catered from, you know, the people who like to have natural setups to the people that want the neon setup with SpongeBob sitting there waving at them.
Yeah, and they're all ready to go. So we do a little bit of like a special value opportunity. If you actually, Shelby spends a bit of time decorating these bowls and making them look perfect. And so when you think about getting one from a gift, if you're not really thinking like you want to put a lot of time and effort into it, but you want to get that impact, this is already a decorated bowl. Furthermore, you know, if they come in with a certificate for a betta fish, they're coming into a store that's going to give them lots and lots of information and ideas on how to make that beta a successful experience.
Right. And for people who don't know the betas, they're beautiful looking fish, and they come in a huge variety of colors. So they really are interesting. Shelby, what else do you have when it comes to Christmas gifts at Pruse? What are you suggesting for people if they come in and say, I'm looking for a gift? What are your suggestions?
We definitely have a variety of other items, such as the ant farms are a fantastic idea.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about that. I'm looking at a, I guess, crystal glass ant farm, and it's not like what I sort of envisioned. I guess I was thinking of those 70s ant farms that were that reminded me of the game with the checkers that you played. This is nothing like it. It's actually very attractive. It's almost like a snow globe.
This is something a little different NASA has developed. It's something they use, as they call, a space-age gel, so the ants can actually live in there for several months. They eat the gel and tunnel through it. What's really unique about these is this is called the colors of life. So when you plug it in, it's actually going to rotate through several different colors, and the tunnels will illuminate. So it's pretty neat idea.
Yeah, it's very space-age. And the thing is, you start, what's kind of cool about it from the kid's perspective, or adult for that matter, I have plenty of adults that have bought these because they're just fun little office desk type curiosities, is it starts with just a solid gel display. And within weeks or months, they've created this myriad of tunnels. And then to put the light underneath it, the light kind of follows the tunnels and makes it kind of glow in this kind of artistic way. So it's kind of like ant artworks.
I understand. It's like the 2010 version of the lava lamp, so to speak.
with living animals that are tunneling away.
Interesting. And what else? I see we've got a big mint in front of me, and there's oftentimes I would like something like that, but that's for dogs?
This is for dogs. This is a new line we have picked up called Planet Dog. We've been really, really happy about it. They have a lifetime guarantee on their toys. So if your dog chews it up, has a problem with it, you can bring it back in, and they'll replace your toy for free.
Yeah, and we have some friends and customers that and employees that are dog trainers, and the Planet Dog is a very popular choice among dog trainers simply because that particular line holds up very, very well, and they have just a lot of different thought associated with you know, what makes an appropriate dog toy. And everything is scented with mint. So when that toy's been sitting around for a few weeks and then you get it back out for them, it's not going to have a bad odor to it as well.
Well, and as they're replacing it, that's got to be an expensive endeavor, because I'll tell you, I've got a whole crate filled with destroyed toys.
No, it's not going to happen here. It honestly does hold up very, very well. It's a very supple yet very durable rubber that holds up extremely well.
Interesting. And what about for the people who like small animals or reptiles? Is there anything in that department that you guys are recommending for the holidays?
Definitely. We always have our small animal packages ranging from mice to rats to guinea pigs to ferrets, you know, kind of catering to whatever your needs may be. So certainly you can come in and handle the animal and really kind of figure out which animal is going to be best for you and your child.
And one of those things is that we actually make it like the types of items that if you didn't have time to figure out what's the best products to put in front of your little animal and to have a real positive, fun experiment, to have a really fun experience with that animal, you're getting everything they need. You're not having to spend, you know, the half hour, 45 minutes that we like to spend with each customer explaining to them how to care for it. You're getting the items we would recommend. And then after Christmas, when they come in to actually get the animal, or when they actually want to learn how to care for that animal, we've actually got staff members more than anxious to spend the 25, 55, you know, hour, whatever amount of time you need to make sure that is a successful experience. The only thing you have to make a decision on is if that's the right pet. You know, if you're a parent, you know if it's the right pet or not, because you've been listening to your child, you know, want that for months or years. You may have actually talked to them about what it takes to care for those pets. So as long as you're willing to jump on board with that, the small animal makes a fantastic pet. What do we got there?
This is Hope. I brought her. She is one of our rescued rats that we use in our breeding program.
Okay.
All of our rats that we use at Pruse have definitely come from either local breeders or that have been raised right here at Pruse. So they're extremely social and very loving.
Yeah, Hope seems to be very much wanting to explore and wanting to see what's here.
He's getting right up to the microphone there.
Yeah.
He's trying to get out, bust a little song there, but didn't quite muscle it up. So.
Well, that's okay. I don't know that we speak rat speak, so that
okay.
would be fine. But in terms of their in it, what is that that Hope is walking around in? What is that?
This is Carefresh. This is actually recycled paper. So, one, it's definitely going to be environmental friendly. And two, safe for your pet.
Wow.
And it actually, being multicolored, if you want, kids actually get a little smile when they look at it. So, it's just making, we have the litter in just a basic color form, but also this confetti look color really kind of excites a little bit. So, when you have that new pet under the Christmas tree, it kind of just makes it look more festive as well. So, but what remember the show we had on rats? So this is like, you know, we talked about this back, I don't know, maybe June.
Oh, yeah.
About what a great pet that a rat has that makes. This is the time to maybe, if it's the right choice, is something you might want to consider.
Right. Well, and not only have you told me how great of a pet they are, but also that their duration of life is such that they really are something where they're going to be around for a while, but they're not going to be around for 30 years where you're having to think about where sure. you're going to keep them for the remainder of your life or something.
Yeah,
that
certainly has a mixed blessing, but it is one of those things that if your child is 12, it makes a great pet, but as a general rule, you're not taking it to college with you either.
Right, exactly right. And Shelby, what else do you have pet related in the fish department? I mean, I go into your store and see all of the great reefs and all the other stuff you've got. Tell me about what it is that people are buying for the holidays in either the saltwater or the freshwater fish departments.
Well, definitely we have Nemo, and we have some very easy setups you can get into. And reefs are very, very educational. They're really going to be a fantastic family gift. You'll find that, you know, you get just as involved as your child is. So certainly you can start with a very small reef setup and get into that, and you might find yourself getting a full-on reef someday.
Right. Well, and they just are so attractive to sit there and watch the different colors and the way that you guys use the different lights. And what about that in terms of I've noticed you've got certain neon effects or black light effects taking place as well. Talk about that a little bit.
Definitely. We have some new lights there, LEDs. So one thing, LEDs are going to last for a very, very long time. So you're going to get into a light that's going to really last you, you know, for the duration of technology as far as it advances.
And one of the things you might think about with kids and Christmas and trying to figure out what you're trying to get them, as opposed to any type of electronic gift, this is actually tapping into nature. This is, you know, it may be a clownfish or a coral growing in your living room, or it might be a guppy moving around, but it does have an opportunity if it's the right item, you know, if it's the right experience, I should say, to teach a child about feeding, about caring for, about maintaining animals, about if you had a little 10-gallon reef tank, you're going to have crabs in there, you're going to have snails in there, you're going to have starfish in there, you're going to have all kinds of strange, interesting animals that they wouldn't be able to experience otherwise. So it is kind of nature's walk right in your living room.
Right. Well, and I just know how fascinating it is to sometimes when I come to see you at the store, it takes a while and I have so much fun enjoying the fish. I don't even mind how long I have to ever wait because it's phenomenal to sit there and watch.
And that's the other thing is, gift cards. Gift cards to Pruce Pets make probably one of the most fantastic gifts you could get because there are situations where it doesn't work out. But think of this, whether it's a $25 gift card, $10 gift card, or a $50 gift card, or whatever, when they get that gift card, one, they're going to smile because they've been there before. Or if they haven't, imagine the fact that you're actually giving them a gift card that brings them into our store, but it has this kind of tropical fun experience right there at like 20 degrees temperature outside, you know, 15 degree temperature outside, and they've never seen all the variety of animals. So it's kind of like a permission slip to come in to the indoor zoo that they wouldn't otherwise do, but now they have a $20 gift card that brings them in there, and then they're all of a sudden saying, wow, where have I been?
Right. Well, and Rick, before we run out of time on this segment, talk about the bird section, because that's one of the sections of your store that we haven't gotten into, and I'm sure there's a lot of great gifts for the people out there who love birds and have birds.
Yeah. My wife has really spent a lot of time kind of creating the ultimate bird experience at our store. You know, if somebody wants to have a bird as a pet, they really can come in and have a fantastic experience learning how and what it's about, because oftentimes we're dealing with lifelong companionship. These birds do live oftentimes a very long time, and you want to make sure it's the right choice for the family. If somebody out there actually has a bird as a pet, well, one of the advantages of coming to Pruce Pets is we have so many interactive toys and the staff that can really educate you on that, that you really can't go wrong. You know, that's the place to go.
Right. Well, and whether you're looking for pets or you're looking for things related to pets, Pruce is definitely a place to go and look and really find what you're looking for this holiday season. We've been talking with Shelby Stensrud, who is the fish room marketing manager for Pruce Pets. Shelby, thanks so much for coming into the studio. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for inviting me. It was great to be here.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, in the next segment, we're going to continue our conversation about Christmas gifts. We've got Derek Drew from Joey's Pet Outfitters coming in right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Visit us online at 1320WILS.com or friend Mid-Michigan Pets on Facebook or join our fan page. Tell us about your pets, ask some questions, or just post some of your favorite pet pictures.